It's been a turbulent few weeks for the United States politically, with emotions running high. There's been a huge lack of civility. A nationally known author, NPR commentator, and New York Times op-ed columnist is touching on the subject when he comes to Santa Barbara to speak about what he calls the quest for a moral life.
We're in a crisis now, which I think is partly a political crisis, but it's also a spiritual crisis. The core of it is that we're trying to do something very hard, which is to build a mass multicultural democracy, to create a country of unprecedented diversity. And the key skill in that is being able to see others and be seen deeply, a sense that we understand each other and know each other and respect the humanity of each other.
David Brooks says the current state of things isn't great.
So far, we're failing to do that. We have tribal politics, which are forms of blindness, where we reduce everybody to generalizations. So to me, the central moral challenge of the day is to find a way to do politics in a way that's decent to other human beings.
Brooks believes that part of the issue is that in recent decades, we've become more self-interested instead of thinking about the common good.
We once had a philosophy that we could devise an economy or a political system so perfect that the people in it didn't need to be good. That's false. If you're going to have a healthy society, you've got to have good neighborhoods, and you've got to have good families, and you've got to have people who treat each other well at work. To me, the crucial change is a cultural change. We've had a very individualistic culture for about 60 or 70 years. You know, free bird, I'm a rambling man. It's all about self. That unleashed a lot of creativity, and it liberated a lot of people from a lot of conformity and oppression. But we've sort of taken individualism too far, and we have to grope our way to a more communal culture, a new way that emphasizes connection and relationship.
Brooks has a new book out called The Second Mountain. In the book, he talks about two metaphorical mountains he believes we need to climb to live a moral life.
You get out of school and you have an ambition to make a place for yourself in the world, to build up your ego, to make a living. It's perfectly legitimate. You're driven a little by your ego to establish yourself. And then one of three things often happens. Maybe you achieve success and you find it kind of unsatisfying, or you fail and you're sort of off that first mountain, or something happens that wasn't part of the original plan, a cancer scare, or you lose a child, something horrible. In either of those three cases, life has a way of throwing you in the valley in a moment of suffering where you really learn the depths of yourself.
So what does he think happens at these key junctures?
When you're in the valley, if you can either be broken by moments of suffering, in which case you turn angry and brittle, or you can be broken open, or you see deeper into yourself and you become even more vulnerable, open to your best places. Some people at the end of that being broken open, they say, well, I'm not going to live for my ego. I'm going to live for giving back. I'm not going to be competitive. I'm going to be cooperative. I'm not going to be elitist climbing up. I'm going to be egalitarian, reaching down to help others. And so I often find people who, especially in the second half of their life, change their lives quite dramatically, and they enter a new realm of consciousness, which frankly is a better and bigger consciousness than the one they had before.
Brooks admits he lost focus at one point, but has rebooted himself.
I've achieved way more career success than I ever thought I would. I've been very fortunate to get to be on NPR and write for the New York Times and stuff like that. But if you just get caught up in that, in my case, my problem was time. I valued time more than people. And so I was always on the move, fulfilling a deadline. And relationships, you just got to stop. And you got to stop at unexpected moments when people need you. If you have a clock in your head, oh, I've got to move on, people sense that in you, and they sense the distance, and that you won't really show up for them. And this is still a challenge for me, but a challenge I've identified to try to change.
And Brooks says he sees some positive things happening.
About changing the norms we live by, the life we think is admirable, and just the things we do automatically without thinking about it. And I do think we're in the middle of a culture change, that we're finding new ways of connection. I run something called Weave, the Social Fabric Project at the Aspen Institute, and we find weavers all around the country, people who build community and build relationship. And it often comes after trauma. You know, I've spent a fair bit of time in Santa Barbara over the last few years. Some of the traumas of the fires and mudslides and things, everyone there has told me how the town is different, that the town has come together.
David Brooks will speak at Santa Barbara's Granada Theater Tuesday night. Tickets to the UC Santa Barbara Arts and Lectures event are available at the Granada. His new book will be available there, and he'll do a signing event after the 7:30 p.m. lecture. Lance Orozco, KCLU News.